Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game day, baby! Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. ESPN Upstate proudly presents your one time SCBA Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year, The Rob Brown Show. Rob, Lonzo, you, how do you do? Upstate South Carolina, and of course, streaming to the rest of the world. Great to be with you. Good to be back on the show. I am Rob Brown, directly across from me, the guy in charge of the broadcast every single day, the one that earns the trophies that I then take to my apartment and display on a shelf proudly. He is the great one, Colonel Grudge, hashtag dad kicks, the Alpha and the Omega of ESPN Upstate, the conductor of the Symphony of Sound. That is the Rob Brown Show on the daily basis. He is the pinnacle of professionalism and, in various mornings here and there, a tormentor of sorts, as my heart rate has finally plummeted back down to a normal, quasi-normal state. Came around the corner this morning, walking into work, opened the door, and there's Lonzo's face with just this horror movie style smile. Good morning. Scared the hell out of me, man.
All right, so let's picture this, because this is not an apt description of actually what happened. I was heading back to the other studio that I'm working in, and Rob, the door was opening, so I was going to greet whoever was coming through the door. And so I took a step back into the hallway to say hi to whoever it is, because we have limited staff. So chances are anyone coming through the door would be someone who that, you know, that I know and also like. And then Rob, who's distracted because he's on the phone, he looks up and sees me. I'm 4 feet away from him, but he's implied that I was like right at the door with my face at the door, which I would not do even if I wanted to jump scare Rob, which I know is susceptible to such things, because I don't want him to fall down the stairs, which he might do. And that would be bad, and I think I could be held liable, so I would not do such a thing. It's not my fault you're jumpy. I go out of my way to not scare you. I have gone out of my way to not scare you.
So, as I was coming up the stairs, I was on the phone. And as anyone who has met me in person knows, I'm not a quiet individual. And knowing that if you are standing at that door, you can hear someone having a phone call in the stairwell, I don't believe for a lickety split second that Lonzo didn't know it was me coming through the door. Don't believe it for a second. He knew exactly who it was, and he set himself up. He was in the perfect, because he knows jump scares sometimes, you get the old ninja reaction. He was just out of arm's length. Just at arm's length. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
Listen, Shaquille, your arm reach is not as far as you think it is. I was further away than that. And there is a chance that maybe I heard your voice coming up.
A chance. About a 99% of one.
It's a possibility. There were other people talking. There were a couple people in the newsroom speaking. And you could have been in the newsroom.
Because
I don't listen for a living or anything, so I wouldn't know exactly how to pinpoint where you were and things. I just, you know, and then you got to be all hurtful and call me the Crypt Keeper and stuff. And, you know.
It was
pretty hurtful. So it's to the point where I went in and I pulled out my camera and I looked at my hair and was like, maybe he's right. And so if you're watching on the stream right now on ESPN Upstate, you will see that my hair is up.
It's game day, y'all. Panthers, Texans tonight. This one's going to be down in H-Town. Texter says, Rob, it's okay. I have EJD as well. Excessive jumpiness disorder. Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing. But if it is, I definitely have it.
There's probably a phobia. I'm going to find it so you can be labeled.
Carolina on the road tonight at Houston. The injury list will come out obviously an hour before kickoff. We do have an idea of some folks that will be in and out and available and not. So we're going to break that game down later on. It is Thursday, and you know what that means. Time for Lonzo and I go on the record with our college and NFL picks this past weekend. I went 10-6, Zoe an even 500 at 8-8 on the year. Rob 20-19, Zoe 19-20. So we're both right at 500, which is where most people ought be. Right at where you want to be. We'd like to get up to about 60-65% by the end of the year. We'll see if we can make up some ground in our picks this week. That's coming up in the second hour of the show. Coming up at 12:35, we're going to be joined by Mr. Michael Pius. Michael is the president. Michael is the president of the First Tee of the Upstate. Good dude. Love Mike. Had the opportunity to talk to him a handful of times. He's a great dude. And they have a very, very, very cool thing coming up at Floor Field tomorrow and Saturday. You all right over there, buddy? You missed the missed the armrest?
No, I didn't miss it. I just had something on it that caused it to slip.
He almost took himself out. Very cool event going on at Floor Field on Friday and Saturday. We're going to tell you all about it. And at 12:35, you are going to have the opportunity to win a chance to hit some golf balls around Floor Field, including, Zoe, hitting a golf ball off of the top of the Green Monster there at Floor Field. Pretty rad. Pretty rad.
You're not aiming it towards the apartments
no.
or anything that's around
I mean, there. I mean, not intentionally. Okay. But I've seen how some folks golf.
So if you were to slice, I mean,
I'm interested. Let's just put it this way. I've seen how Diesel hits the golf ball. I'm interested to see where they elected to put nets up. All right. That's all I'm going to say. That's coming up 12:35, 1 o'clock. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast is going to join us. First game day we've got to talk to Rashad on. That'll be at 1 o'clock. All of that and more coming up. Texas says, ESPN, not in a spot where I can listen live today, but wanted to remind you about the Sports Betting 101 segment. Cheers. We'll try to catch the podcast later today. Well, how about that? Gosh, Alonzo, if there was only a way that going back and listening to the segments of the show that you missed was easy, convenient, and quick. Like, I don't know, ESPNUpstate.com. Click on the podcast section in the middle of the page. Click on the Rob Brown Show, and every hour of the show is podcasted within just a handful of minutes of us getting off the air. How about that?
Or since you're not in the listening area, you could also use the Odyssey app and listen to us live on the Odyssey app, or you can access the podcast on the Odyssey app.
Correct. Correct. See, we just make it. We give you multiple ways.
Let me give you one more. If you're indeed on Facebook or YouTube, you could go back and you could watch the show when we're done. You could do that.
That is correct. I told you, folks, we're just here to make your life easier. That's what we do.
We embrace technology on this program.
That is correct as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I have but one item on the lunch breakdown today. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I lied. I have two items on the lunch breakdown. One of them, you know what, Lonzo? I'm going to consider this. I'm going to do it. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Netflix has announced, Lonzo, that Tiger King Season 2 is on the way. It is official. We are getting a second season of Tiger King. It is going to be headed back to Netflix coming up very shortly. Tiger King Season 2 on the way. Congratulations, Lonzo. I know that you had been talking about it. I know that Tiger King was absolutely a fascination of yours. I know that back last year when Tiger King was the phenomenon sweeping the nation, you were a huge fan. You have been talking about it on the air ever since. You have been waiting for this moment, and now it is here. Joe Exotic and friends make his way back to the television screen. Congratulations, Zoe. I know you've been waiting on it, and your time to shine has arrived.
Since we are an audio medium and you can't see what this is, let me just say yawn.
What do you mean yawn?
Yawn.
It's Tiger King season two.
Yeah. Tiger King season one made it through like two episodes and was like, okay, I don't get why this is so popular. Let me find something good to watch.
Hater. Joe Exotic is back, boys. Tiger King season two on the way from Netflix. But in more serious sporting news, we have officially learned that the NCAA Board of Commissioners, in charge of the potential for playoff expansion, has decided to delay the vote on doing so. Heather Dinich of ESPN reporting that the College Football Playoff Board of Managers, which is comprised of 11 presidents and chancellors who have the authority to change the playoff, will not vote next week on a proposed 12-team format, further delaying any major changes to the current four-team field. The board was originally scheduled to meet with the 10 FBF commissioners and Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick on September 28th in Illinois. The members' flights were booked. The hotel rooms were set. But after some of the commissioners raised numerous issues on a call last week and again at a meeting in Dallas on Wednesday, they opted to continue working before making a recommendation to the presidents for their approval. The commissions and Swarbrick will still meet in the Chicago area next week, but the presidents and chancellors will now join them by Zoom for all or part of the meeting. Jack Swarbrick told ESPN yesterday, quote, "I think we can continue to keep them informed and they'll decide when they're prepared to vote. It's ultimately their decision. We thought there remained some issues to be addressed and it would be important for us to address them before we make a recommendation or ask them to act," end quote. We are in the eighth of a 12-year contract for the current four-team season. It runs through 2025. It is still possible that the playoff format changes before the end of the contract. And if that were to happen, ESPN would have first rights of refusal for any new games. But if ESPN declined to take those rights, the CFP can then take them to the open market. Sources have said a vast majority of commissioners want to have multiple television partners, but the only way for that to happen within the current contract is for ESPN to agree to it. College Football Playoff Executive Director Bill Hancock told ESPN yesterday that, quote, "There's no rush." He said, quote, "We have time because if we want to change the format in 2024, we'd have a few months. If we wanted to change it in 2026, we have a couple of years. There's not a set timeline. It will be up to the presidents to decide that, but there's no rush," end quote. Now, yesterday, the news broke on ESPN that the College Football Playoff commissioners and presidents and chancellors and also Jack Swarbrick, all of them together had decided not to voice support for an eight-team playoff model. People started freaking out. Started saying, hey, wait a minute. Does that mean expansion's dead? No to an 18 playoff model. Does that mean expansion's dead? And I sent out a tweet, I believe on ESPN's Twitter, that said, hold your horses. Everybody relax. Take a deep breath. This does not mean that expansion's not happening. It does not mean that expansion isn't on the way. What it means is that we already knew a thing, right? We already knew a thing. We knew that the support for an expansion was geared towards, was geared at a 12-team system. The expansion plan from the beginning has been in place, but we knew that they were looking at expanding to a 12-team model. It was never explicitly said that they wanted a 12-team model. But Lonzo, let's play the Rob Brown Show home edition here. If you have 12 teams in a playoff instead of 8, what do you have more of?
I'm going to go with money.
That is correct. Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Probably not money.
Correct, Johnny. We're in radio. Yeah. That's a fact. They put in 12, they make more cash. The plan has always been to get to 12. I thought, and I told you this when this expansion talk really got hot and heavy last year into the offseason, I thought that if there is an 8-team expansion, that 8-team expansion was only going to be as a stepping stone to get to 12. 12 was the number they want. 12 is the number they're working towards getting to. And if they went to 8, it would have only been to look at all the people who said no to 12 when the money was rolling in and say, hey, look, you guys didn't want to go to 12. You were concerned about the money. Here's the 18 paycheck. Multiply that by another 33%. And that's what's coming in. Because as we talked about yesterday with Lynn J. Dixon leaving Clemson, transferring out, you can have all the good emotion, all the good feeling, all the love and celebration in the world. But as the great million-dollar man Ted DiBiase once said, Zoe, everybody's got a price. Everybody's got to pay. There's a number. And if ESPN won't pay it, Fox and CBS and other sports networks, you had better believe, will come to the offering plate.
Or, and this would bother a lot of people, and maybe not, a streaming service will take it.
Possibility, I don't know. I don't know if there's a streaming service that would have the money to where the bid would be higher than what ESPN would put on the table to buy it, right? If ESPN goes to the CFB and says, yeah, no, you know what, we decided, not worth it, and they take it to the open market, and Fox and CBS get in, NBC gets in, there's no streaming service that's going to be able to financially compete with those outlets. And the ones that do, it's only because they're already connected. Now, could like NBC buy it and go, and we're going to put these games on Peacock, and you got to have Peacock Premium to get it? Maybe. But I doubt it. There's too much money to be made on cable for
or
that.
Or Hulu, who's already talking about they have live sports. You see that in all of their ads.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do this. We're going to come back to that, talk a little bit about that later on in the show. We've got a lot to get to. Want to stay on the clock today. My name is Rob Brown. The great Lonzo is at the helm. Carolina v. Houston. We're going to start breaking that game down next right here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, we're going to talk to Michael Pius of the First Tee of the Upstate. Very cool organization that I have. I worked with the First Tee of Northwest Florida back down in Pensacola. As soon as I got here, found out there was a First Tee. Wanted to be able to work with them as well. So Michael Pius is going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes to tell us about a very cool event that is going on Friday and Saturday at Floor Field, right in the heart of downtown Geeville. Lonzo, you had a little bit of breaking news there during the break.
I'm trying to confirm, but I'm pretty sure that that is true, that according to sources, Ohio State is going to set C.J. Stroud against Akron this weekend and only use him in an emergency role. And this is a curious thing, because you would think with his accuracy issues that they would want to get him some more work, unless they don't think that's a problem.
According to Dan Hope, who is a writer for 11 Warriors, which is the... Oh, goodness. What outlet? They're connected to one of the outlets. Anyway, Dan Hope of 11 Warriors, who covers Ohio State as a beat writer, said Ryan Day has reported C.J. Stroud has taken the last couple of days off of practice due to a shoulder injury, and that Ohio State is planning for Kyle McCord and Jack Miller to play at quarterback on Saturday, with Stroud available in an emergency capacity, a shoulder injury being reported as the reason. There are some folks, and I wonder if Lonzo is one of them, that wonder if maybe the mild shoulder injury is being utilized as a, lack of a better word, excuse to run the back out there and see, run the back up out there and see if they can do better than C.J. Stroud.
I think that's a possibility. It is a concern that there are two quarterbacks are going to play, because that means they're not real certain about who the real backup is. If one of these guys gets out there and they catch on fire, and it is Akron, and it shouldn't be that much of a problem, but with Ohio State's defense, who knows? You get one of those guys out there and they're just lighting it up, and they're accurate and their balls don't sail like what happens with Stroud. You got to wonder if maybe that shoulder injury lasts for more than 1 week.
You know, there's the old phrase, Lonzo. Quarterbacks can't lose their jobs to injury.
Ask Drew Bledsoe about that.
Correct. Correct. Ask a lot of quarterbacks about that. You know what you
ask
lose?
Ask Tyrod Taylor about that.
Yeah, ask Tyrod Taylor. It's back-to-back seasons. Dude's lost his job due to injury. The reality of a situation here is that you lose your job if somebody comes in and does it better than you. You tell a guy you can't lose your job due to injury so that he works hard and he rehabs hard and he makes himself back to 100%. You tell a guy that that's not going to happen. But here's the reality. If C.J. Stroud's out with a shoulder injury and Kyle McCord / Jack Miller come up and light it up, you may very well have already seen the last of C.J. Stroud. The problem with that, Zoe,
it's Akron.
It's Akron.
Yeah.
Bingo. Problem with that is it's Akron. If he goes up there, next segment. If he goes up there and tears up Akron, you know, it just is what it is. We'll talk more about that coming up later in the show. We got to take a real quick break when we come back here in just a minute from right now. Michael Pius is the director of the First Tee of the Upstate, an organization I've enjoyed working with since I got here. They got a very cool event coming up Friday and Saturday at Floor Field. You're going to get to have a very unique experience with this setup at Floor Field. And we're going to give one of you a chance to win a tee time to knock some rocks around Floor Field. We'll talk about that coming up next with Michael Pius at the First Tee of the Upstate right here on ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown. Lonzo on the ones and twos today. And to the phone lines we go. We welcome in a gentleman we've had on the air a couple of times. It has been a pleasure to get to know him and work with him. He is the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate. Mr. Michael Pius joins us here on the Rob Brown Show. Mike, what's up, fella? How you been, buddy?
Hey, Rob. Yeah, good, good. We're getting ready for a big event here at Fuller Field. I'm actually at Fuller Field right now, prepping for the big 2 days coming up Friday and Saturday. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about what you guys have going on. People are going to get to hit golf balls around Fuller Field. You guys are kind of turning Fuller Field into the world's most unique driving range, so to speak.
Yeah. It's, you know, some of your viewers may have gone to a couple stadiums around the area. I know Bank of America did something with Top Golf there. William Bryce down at USC, I think, did something that was kind of like a driving range setting. This is more of almost like a golf course experience. You're not going to be putting on Friday and Saturday here, but you are going to be hitting shots to different targets in the outfield. There's going to be six different hitting stations across the stadium. Two of them are really unique. One, I'm looking at the Green Monster right now. We have a stage that is being built, a platform being built on top of the Green Monster. So you hit three shots from each one of the stations, two in left field, one on the Green Monster, two in right field, kind of in the stands, and then one from home plate out to, again, there's three targets in the outfield that you'll be hitting towards. We're going to score the event. We'll have winners. We've got some great sponsors. Our title sponsor this year is Haas Family Golf Center, stepped up to be our title sponsor. So we're really excited for this very, like you said, very unique event that we're going to have Friday and Saturday.
Michael Pius from the First Tee of the Upstate joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. So before folks, and I'm making an assumption here, and this is one of those things I wish I didn't have to say, Mike, but I know people like me. We're not going to be ripping drivers off of home plate trying to go Mookie Betts on this. Is it going to be like, are there like targets set up around the field to shoot at? Like, what are we aiming at here?
Yeah. So we're going to have almost kind of like greens that you'll be hitting towards in the outfield. So left field, center field, right field. They'll be kind of outlined by some, you know, little yard flags. Then we'll also have a 30-foot diameter target within that that kind of green area. So even at night, we've got tee times at night. Everything is going to glow. So we're going to have glow golf balls, glowing targets in the outfield, and then we'll score it. So if you hit the large target, you get a birdie. We also have these small golf targets out there too. That's an eagle. If you hit it on the kind of the green, the quote unquote green, that's a par. And then anywhere else in the field is a bogey. So we'll have scoring going on with it. You purchase tee times like you normally would at like a typical golf course. We've got tee times every 15 minutes. And Friday we've got tee times starting at noon going all the way until 9:30 at night. And it'll take about an hour to play the kind of six hitting stations. And like I said, you're going to be hitting three golf balls from each hitting station that equals up to 18 holes of golf. Also during the day, those daytime tee times will include a hot dog, hamburger, and a drink, or you can do two beers with that. The fee is $50 during the day and then $75 during the glow golf experience. And that includes an open bar. So you get a lot. You get a nice little goodie bag with some cool stuff in it. Golf towel and some golf balls. And we've got Jim Beam that's going to be out here serving drinks. So it's going to be a great party to come out to.
So, The glow golf portion of this seems like it's going to be very cool. It's nighttime golf, gonna be lit up a little bit, but it's kind of it's the cosmic bowling of golfing, I guess, that you guys said, so to make it even a little bit more unique than it already is, hitting balls around a baseball field.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're just trying to make it very creative, very unique, something different that you've never really experienced. Even those non-golfers, listeners out there that, you know, haven't played golf, haven't tried it out, this is a no-stress place. So even if you want to just come out and hang out and have some cocktails, have, you know, watch the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is this weekend. You know, we're going to have that on the Jumbotron. You can come out, hang out, have some food, have some drinks, and then you're probably going to look around and you're going to be like, I need to get a tee time. And hopefully we'll have some available tee times open for some people to just walk in and check it out.
Michael Pius is the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate. All of this sounds, like we said, a unique, incredible experience and one you're not going to get anywhere else. If people want to book a tee time, if they want to come out and swing the sticks a little bit, Michael, where can they go to get signed up?
Sure, yeah. It's firstteeupstate.org/the links. Also, you can go onto our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, all at First Tee Upstate. You can check out our post there, and that'll get you to the correct website to purchase your tee times. And what I got to say is just, you know, this is obviously a fundraiser for us, and for, you know, what we do is we reach out to kids and we impact their lives through teaching them, you know, life skills and healthy habits through the game of golf. So those viewers that don't really know our mission, you might have seen a commercial or two. We've got over 730 kids in our program this year. We've got about 60,000 kids going through the school program that we're partnered with, Cherokee, Spartanburg, Greenville, and Anderson County. So we have a big program. We need to do these big events so that we can keep impacting the lives of young people all across the upstate.
And real quick, I just wanted to remind people, because we've talked about it in the past, but one of the reasons I've loved as a golf fan, as a golfer, one of the things I love about what you guys do is that you give opportunities for kids not just to learn the game of golf. I mean, it's not like you guys are just handing out lessons, but about learning how to live through the golf. I mean, you and I have talked about this both on and off the air. Golf is a tremendous sport to learn patience and perseverance and discipline and dedication, because it's a sport that requires all of that. So you guys provide an opportunity for these kids not just to learn the game of golf, but to learn life lessons through the game of golf, and do it for kids that might not otherwise have the access or opportunity to play the game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have, you know, that's part of our mission, is really to reach out to kids that wouldn't typically have access to the game. And then also the beauty is that everything that we teach, you know, honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, it's all inherent in the game of golf. And we don't really need to, like, you know, preach to kids or sit them down and lecture about these life skills. It's just something that comes out of the game. And those listeners out there that have played golf, you don't use that foot wedge, right? That's integrity. You know, you want to write down the correct score on the scorecard. There's honesty. You get stuck behind a tree, you got to persevere and you got to get through it. And so a lot of those lessons that we teach, they're just part of the game. And that's the beauty of it, is we're growing the game. And we're also growing, you know, the next best citizens of our country and all across the world now. The First Tee is in a bunch of other countries now too, doing programming. And we just keep growing here locally. Like I mentioned, we're in Cherokee, Spartanburg, Greenville, and Anderson County right now. And we're looking to expand hopefully next year into Pickens and Oconee County. So, if you can't make it out to Fluor Field this weekend, but still want to help out, please reach out to us. Just go on our website, firstteeupstate.org, and you can help out by fundraising for us or even volunteering if you're interested. We're always looking for good volunteers. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to this big event this weekend, and hopefully people will come out and have a good time. One other thing that just came up yesterday, we actually got a car to there's going to be a shootout from home plate. You can hit a shot to get a chance to win a 3-year lease of an Audi Q5 too. So you want to come out and be a part of that too.
Love it. Love it. It is going to be tomorrow and Saturday at Fluor Field. The links at Fluor Field. You are going to play 18 holes of golf inside of Fluor Field, including hitting a shot off the top of the green monster. You can go to firsttupstate.org. Click on the link there. You can get signed up. I will be going by, Mike. I'm going to be coming by to see you guys tomorrow. I'm getting off the air. I'm doing my work, and I'm coming to smack some balls around Fluor Field, man. I cannot wait. It's going to be an awesome time. Man, I wish you guys the best of luck. We're going to send some folks out your way. Can't wait to see how it goes off, partner.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks again for having us on.
Absolutely, Michael. My pleasure. That is Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate. And as we go to break, I have got one tee time to give away. I got one tee time to give away. So, as we go to break, I'm going to take, you pick, what's the number, Zoe? You got to answer the phone. What's the number here? Caller number three? Caller number three right now to 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Caller number three right now, you are going to win a tee time to slam the rock around Fluor Field tomorrow or Saturday, your choice. Caller number three right now. To 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. You're going to win a tee time to the links at Fluor Field. You're going to get to knock some balls around Fluor Field. We're back after this right here on ESPN Upstate. Dexter says ESPN, Rob, the way I play, I could hit off the green monster and still break a window in the apartments behind me, but it's not my fault. My clubs suck. I'd like to thank Bryson DeChambeau for texting into the show. Good to have you listening, Bryson. Need you getting ready for the Ryder Cup, though. Savannah Lee, our golf insider, is going to join us tomorrow on the show. For day one of the Ryder Cup, we'll talk about that and the weekend. Savannah Lee will join us tomorrow to talk some Ryder Cup. Another texter says ESPN, any news on the women's soccer team name? No news because they are honestly having behind the scenes, the Triumph are having full-scale deliberations to make a decision. They want to make the right decision. I had a really good point that was made to me by one of the Triumph photographers and huge supporter, Brittany. We were talking about it yesterday. We actually were on Twitter, a conversation, because, you know, I said I would love. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Shannon Burke. Shannon Burke, our winner. Shannon Burke is going to be playing a round of golf at Fluor Field. So, Shannon, enjoy that. Hope you'll call us Monday. Let us know what you think about it. I'll be out there tomorrow. I'm going to go get a round in tomorrow when we're over. So, thank you. Anyway. They are having full-scale deliberations. I said that I wanted them to play under one name, one banner. Brittany raised a very good point. She said that the fear she had about them carrying the same name and playing under the same banner was that if there comes a point down the road where the women's team becomes the dominant team in the W League, that they may carry the banner. And at that point, she says, wouldn't you want them to have their own banner and their own identity? And, you know, I understand that argument, right? She had a great way of phrasing it. She said, there is a difference between wanting a combined identity and needing a combined identity. She doesn't want it to feel like the women's team needs a combined identity to be successful, but that you can still want a combined identity to show the unity of the club as a whole, both the men's and the women's team. I thought it's a great point. That being said, the poll completed yesterday. We got well over 200 votes across the Rob Brown Show Nation. And you guys did select to submit as our official recommendation from our show and from ESPN Upstate. You guys did select the Greenville Triumph. You guys did select tell the team that we would prefer them to play under the same banner. Appreciate all of you went and voted. Final text, Rob, should Alabama lose to Ole Miss next weekend? Does 11-1 Alabama get into the playoffs over 11-1 Clemson and or 12-0 Cincinnati? Thanks. Yes. Yes. Cincinnati, this would be their strongest year to make an argument. But Alabama 100% goes over 11-1 Clemson if they have a shared record, right?
Yeah, 100%. For sure, without a doubt.
Yeah, even if they lose to Ole Miss as opposed to Georgia at the end of the year. Clemson got screwed by the ACC being bad.
Normal of what they usually are. Yeah.
It's a technical term. Bad. Hour 2 is up next. Speaking of the Ryder Cup, we'll break it down a little bit and more. Plus, Lonzo and I make our picks in the next hour. The Rob Brown Show's on ESPN Upstate.